Thank you, moms. Well, happy Mother's Day, and I want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers in the house, but one mother in particular, my wife, Tammy. She's kind of church mom, and she's also a mother to our four children, and so I want to say thank you, Tammy, for doing the most important part of that. I helped a little bit, but you've raised them to be great kids. And then I want to thank all my kids. Some of you might be watching online. Thank you for those eight beautiful grandchildren. Amen? Amen. And so I've got something here for you just to tell you we love you. And I know you like flowers. And so we're going to put them right up here and you can stare at them, but make sure you listen to what I have to say. Pay attention. Pay attention. But anyway. Yeah, today I want to talk about why we should be thankful to all the mothers. Mothers, grandmothers, great-grandmothers, mothers-to-be, stepmothers, mothers-in-laws. Amen? Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for mothers. Thank you. It was your plan for a husband and a wife to come together and reproduce. Thank you for the mothers that give birth to all the wonderful people that populate our world. And today I pray that you would speak to every heart in the room and that we would focus the rest of this day showing honor and giving praise to all the mothers. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have your Bibles, turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1. While you're turning there, I want to read something that some second graders said about why God made moms. First question, why did God make mothers? Here's what some of the second graders said to help us come out of there when we were getting born. Mostly to clean house. Here's one. She's the only one who knows where the scotch tape is. Way to go, Mom. How did God make mothers? Second graders. He used dirt just like for the rest of us. Magic plus superpowers and a lot of stirring. God made my mom the same way he made me. He just used bigger parts. What kind of little girl was your mom? My mom has always been my mom and none of that other stuff. I don't know because I wasn't there, but my guess would be pretty bossy. I like this one. They say she used to be nice. What did mom need to know about your dad before she married him? His last name. She had to know his background. Like, is he a crook? Does he get drunk on beer? Does he make at least $800 a year? Why did your mom marry your dad? My dad makes the best spaghetti in the world. And my mom eats a lot. She got too old to do anything else with him. My grandma says that mom didn't have her thinking cap on. And then who's the boss at your house? Mom doesn't want to be boss, but she has to because dad's such a goofball. Who's the boss? Mom. You can tell by my room inspection. She sees the stuff under the bed. And then I guess my mom is, but only because she has a lot more to do than dad. If you could change one thing about your mom, what would it be? On the inside, she's already perfect. Outside, I think she needs some kind of plastic surgery. She has this weird thing about me keeping my room clean. I'd like to get rid of that. And then last, I would like for her to get rid of those invisible eyes on the back of her head. Amen. Just telling it like it is. All right, 2 Timothy chapter 1. This is something that the Apostle Paul wrote to one of his disciples, Timothy, and it was about mothers in his life and how they attributed to Timothy's spiritual growth. Here's what it says, verse 5. He says, I'm reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice and I am persuaded now lives in you also. And so, in a way, Paul's saying, Timothy, if it wasn't for your mother and your grandmother, you wouldn't be who you are today. Evidently, Timothy was raised, at least spiritually, by the mothers in his life. Some say that his father was a Greek Gentile, probably an unbeliever. And so the mothers raised Timothy with faith. Some think that these two women came to faith under Paul's teaching, and sometime shortly thereafter, they led Timothy to faith. And now, 20 years later in this passage, Paul is giving kudos to these two mothers in his life and attributing his influence on so many others because of his mothers, right? And we've all been influenced by mothers in our life in one way or the other. Few questions. How many of your children, talking to moms, how many of your children have come to Christ as a result of your faith and spiritual guidance? Yeah. Or how many of your children have become successful because of your influence in their life? You know, I was thinking about some of these coming in today, and I had this thought that crossed my mind. I think my kids are successful because of mother, but they're alive because of me. And how many of your children have to think, how many of your children have you to thank for their well-being? I think most would say yes in some way or another. So if you're sitting with mom today, let's just take a minute, look at mom and say, thanks, mom, for all you do. Go ahead, just mom, maybe grandmothers. If you're watching online, go ahead. They're worth the wait. And who agrees they deserve more than just one day? Yeah. And call your mothers. If you're not with mother, call your mothers today, and it will be well with you. So today, if you have your sermon notes out, I have six thoughts. They each start with a letter that spells out the word thanks. And so if you're taking notes, here's the T, teaching me. Thanks, Mom, for teaching me, not just by your words, but also by your actions, by your example. Proverbs 31:26 says, she speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. I wrote down some of the things that my mom taught me. Faith, for instance, when I spilled stuff on the carpet, she said, you better pray that stain comes out. She taught me logic. Whenever I'd question her, she goes, because I said so, that's why. Foresight, before I'd go anywhere, make sure you wear clean underwear in case you're in an accident. She was always looking out for me. Irony, whenever I'd get in trouble, she said, keep laughing, I'll give you something to cry about. Perseverance, eating stuff I didn't really like. You're going to sit there until you finish every last bite. The weather, she'd walk in my room and say, it looks like a tornado hit this place. And then the circle of life, when she'd had enough, she said, I brought you into this world and I can take you out of it. And so thanks, Mom, for all the things that you taught me. Listen to what Solomon said in Proverbs about women and mothers. Listen, my son, this is Proverbs 1:8. Listen, my son, to your father's instruction and do not forsake your mother's teaching. Proverbs 15:20, a wise son brings joy to his father, but a foolish man despises his mother. In other words, Paul's saying, listen to your mother. Pay attention to what she is saying. Are moms always right? No. But moms usually always have a right heart for their children and what they do and what they tell them, right? So thanks, Mom, for teaching us. That's the T. Here's the H, helping me. Thanks, Mom, for helping me, especially with my faith in God. Thanks for taking me to church. Thanks for reading Bible stories to me and teaching me about faith and teaching me about who Jesus is, like Timothy's mother and grandmother did for him. Thanks for always helping me make the right decisions and pointing me back in the right direction when I got off track or whenever I had questions. Thank you for being there to help me figure things out. Thanks for all the ways that you've helped me when I needed it, especially when I didn't deserve it. Thank you for getting up early to help me with whatever I need. Thank you for staying up late. Thank you for all the extra trips to the store, all the extra trips to the school. to practice, to a friend's house. You know, I know for Tammy, she did way more for our kids than I would have. And I kept telling her, you can't keep doing all of that. But she did. And I think our kids are thankful that she did. Amen. Proverbs 31:31 says, honor her for all that her hands have done, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. So thanks, Mom, for helping me. And then the A, always being there. Thanks, Mom, for always being there, especially when things weren't going well. Thanks for being my biggest cheerleader. Thanks for being my trusted confidant, my best friend. Proverbs 31:27 says, she watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Oh, is that true? Tammy was always blowing and going. She would always go the extra mile. I know many of you mothers and grandmothers do the same. I can only speak from my personal experience. It reminds me of a story, and I can't remember if I've shared this here or not. It goes back to World War II. It's a story about a family. The last name was Rosenberg. It's a Jewish family. And Solomon Rosenberg was the father, his wife, and their two sons. And Solomon's parents were in the Nazi concentration camp. And there was one rule at this camp, that if you were able to work, you got to live. And when you became unable to work, you were killed. And it wasn't long before both of Solomon's parents were killed because they were just too old to work. And his greatest concern for his own family now was his youngest son. His youngest son was born with a birth defect, and he was very, very weak. And his greatest fear is that they would take his son away and kill him. So you can imagine every day he'd come home from work, and he would want to see all the faces of his children. And one day he came home, and the youngest son was not there, and the oldest son was crying, had been praying to God. And he said, please don't tell me it's true. He said, it is, Dad. He said, where's your mother? And the oldest son said, when they came to take little brother away, mother decided to go with him because she didn't want him to go alone. You know, it reminds me of our Lord and Savior Jesus. He did it because of love. I think most mothers sacrifice and do some of those insane things because of something called love in their heart, especially for their children. Amen? So thanks, Mom, for always being there. And then N, never giving up on me. Thanks, Mom, for never giving up on me, seeing my potential in spite of my faults. Thanks for being infinitely patient with me, not focusing on my shortcomings, but seeing the good in me. Reminds me of Jesus's mother, Mary. She never gave up on him. At his darkest hour, she was right there at the foot of the cross until he took his last breath. In the Gospel of John, chapter 19, verse 25, it says, near the cross of Jesus stood his mother. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, John, he said to her, the disciple that was near him was near his mother was John. He said to her, woman, here is your son, and to the disciple, here is your mother. And from that time on, his disciple took her into his home. He took care of Jesus' mother. In other words, Jesus honored his mother up until the very last breath. And so, thanks, Mom, for never giving up on us. And then the K, keeping me on the right path. Thanks, Mom, for keeping me on the right path when I was headed for trouble. Thanks for guiding me. Thanks for correcting me when I needed it, pointing me in the right direction. Reminds me of Deborah, an Old Testament prophet, served as one of Israel's judges or leaders. Her top priority was to keep Israel headed on the right path so that they wouldn't fall into idolatry or rebellion against God. And in the book of Judges chapter 5, the subtitle is The Song of Deborah. It was like a victory song. I think it was on her first album. And she gives reference to the fact that she considered herself to be a mother to Israel. And that's what mothers do. They keep them on the right track. and they keep them headed in the right direction and out of trouble. So thanks, Mom, for keeping us on the right track. And then the S, showing me how to live. Thanks, Mom, for showing me how to live and how to keep my priorities straight. Thanks for role modeling grace, integrity, Christ-likeness. Proverbs 31:28 through 31 says, her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. That would be something good to write in a Mother's Day card if you haven't already written it in that card. Many women do noble things. Write it down. Many women do noble things. I'm helping some of you, but you surpass them all. And then he goes on, charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting. I wouldn't write that in the card. But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Honor her for all that her hands have done, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. Listen, the bottom line is we can't praise mothers enough and honor them enough for all the wonderful things that they do. So collectively, we all say, thanks, Mom. Thank you. Amen. Now, having said all of that, there are probably some of you here who might not feel that way about your mother, and for good reason. And so I want to challenge you before we close the message. Maybe your mother didn't teach you the right things or help you with your faith. Maybe she wasn't always there for you or never believed in you or didn't keep you on the right path or set a good example for you. Even if your mother wasn't or isn't the ideal mother or wasn't to you, you can still thank her for giving you life and bringing you into this world, and let her know that her greatest desire for you can still be accomplished whether she has anything to do with it or not. I haven't met many mothers who didn't want their kids to grow up and be successful. I think about the Ten Commandments, and commandment number 5 says to honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God has given you. And so in other words, we need to honor our mothers even if they don't deserve it, even if they're not perfect. Or maybe you're a mother here today and you heard me share those 6 things and you're thinking, man, I really dropped the ball on most of those things. Maybe you're dealing with a little bit of guilt or shame or regret. Listen, there are no perfect mothers. But it's never too late to start doing the things you didn't do or wished you could have done. It's never too late to start doing those things now. Amen? And let your kids know that you love them. And let your kids know that they're worth your time. And they're worth your effort. They're worth your prayers. You can do those things moving forward in the time that you still have a chance to do that. So being a mother is one of the most important callings in the world, but with that comes great responsibility and also great consequences. So thanks, moms, for everything. Would you bow your heads? What is God speaking to you right now? At the bottom of your notes, there's a question. What are some ways you can show your love and thanks to your mom or the moms in your life? Think about that. I think it's important that you not just think it, but you say it, and not just say it, but you show it. What can you do today or this week to show your mother or your grandmothers, the mothers in your life, that you're grateful for who they are? Maybe not for what they've done, but who they are. And you let them know. You bless them. You honor them. Or if you didn't have an ideal mom, would you ask God to help you say thanks for something she did do right, even if it wasn't enough? And if you are that mom that maybe feels like you didn't do it right or you didn't do enough, would you ask God to help you forgive yourself first and then ask your children to forgive you and find a way to start being that kind of mom you know they need. Father, thank you for all the mothers in our life. I pray that you would bless them today. I pray that you would help all of us live this message out by showing our thanks today and every day to the mothers in our life. I pray that you would lead us to forgive our moms for whatever reason we need to forgive them for. And I pray, Lord, that you would lead moms to forgive themselves for maybe falling short in their duties, and that they would ask you to heal the hurt that's in their heart, and that from this day forward, they would draw a new line and they would say, for the rest of my life, I'm going to live up to the name mother and mom. Real quick before we dismiss, with your head bowed and your eyes closed, in the same way that Solomon's wife gave her life up for her son, we have a Savior, God's Son, did that for us. His name is Jesus. And I think of that verse that most of us know, for God so loved the world that he gave us his only son, or he gave up his only son for us, so that whoever believes in him will not die, but will be able to live. And I don't know, maybe there's someone here today and you've never received that wonderful gift of salvation that God wants to give you today. It cost you nothing. It cost his son everything. But that can be your gift today on Mother's Day. If that's you, you know, maybe you grew up in church, but you really never surrendered your life to Jesus. And now realizing what he did and why he did it shows how much he loves you. He doesn't want anyone to perish. He doesn't want anyone to go to hell. He wants everybody to be saved and be in heaven with him one day. And so if you're not 100% sure that you're saved, but you want to be, would you just raise your hand up? I want to pray for you. Come on. This is a wonderful gift. It's nothing to be embarrassed about. It's nothing to be ashamed about. Today's the day that God can change the rest of your life and bless you forward. Anybody? Anybody? Father, thank you for speaking to our hearts today. I pray a blessing on all the mothers as we stand and sing this last song. May you be glorified in it all. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Love you. See you next week.